Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, sorry about that. Andrew and Stephanie, y'all there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry, the studio's actually really messed up.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to look for it, but right when I was about to go get my computer, you started it, so.
Good.
All right, well, welcome back to our podcasting days, man.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
So long.
A very long time.
Let me start off with you guys can follow us at Reality Radio Pod or at The Challenge MTV. Andrew, what's your Twitter handle?
CSU Grad A Kirk.
All right.
And I'm at Sanders CSS.
Okay, so today is actually a very special, it's like a special time of year for me. I really enjoy the challenge speculations. It's
it's
almost
I didn't know that
more fun than the challenge.
it is fun. We're speculating.
Yeah, it is fun. So what we're going to do, we're just talking about the next season, which is Challenge 29. And I just want to give just discuss like the different rumors, maybe if there's any, you know, if you hear anything about what could possibly be the theme or what we want to see in the next challenge as far as cast and themes and things like that, okay?
Yeah.
Got it.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. So I want to start off with the themes. I mean, it's very early to try to see what this theme could possibly be for next season.
The rumored month to film, sorry to interrupt, is October, right?
October, yeah.
Yes.
So we still got a while.
Yeah, we still have a few.
It probably won't air until like January or February of next year.
Probably so.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. And normally you can tell what the theme will be once we know who leaves for at departure. You kind of can guess.
Yeah, and it's very early on from when like the final calls go out. You know, when people start, you know, kind of hinting at on social media and things like that, but you can figure out who has, you know, all that stuff. I think
But like you said, even with the calls, you can also kind of guess what the theme will be.
You know what? The RE the One people are really easy at getting stuff right there because they don't get it.
They don't get
how, like, you got to be subtle. You can't say everything. You're like, I'm looking out for this and that.
Do you think it's the RE One people that's giving away all these rumors or?
No, just in the past couple of seasons.
I don't know anyone. Right.
That's kind of what
it could be. Yeah.
So let's just do it right now. Themes, like, so Andrew, what do you think the next season theme should, like, what direction do you think they should go in?
I want it to be a team format because we haven't seen a team format in so freaking long, and the whole Bloodline team format was a bust because the red team won every single challenge. So
right.
I mean, I want a team format, but are we going to get one? Probably not.
I'm hoping we get a team format as well. That's what I'm hoping.
Because, I mean, I think season 30 should be an individual challenge, whether that be free agents team or dual three.
Right.
Well, so what team format do you think would be a good thing to do? Like some like vets versus rookies, or maybe something completely new, like Rule Over, Sorry You the One. Like what do you
knowing
think
that knowing
would
that
sell?
We don't have like a big team format. I feel like if we get another like small team format, it'll be Battle Seasons again. Much as we don't want it, but I feel like
I would be okay with the Battle Seasons.
I mean, we'd have a couple new teams. We'd have Team Skeletons, which would be all new.
Go Big, Go Home.
Unless Tony comes back.
Maybe Explosion. Some more Explosion people.
Yeah. And then you put Are You the One Team or Two in there.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking like they should do something where they can get the most of my cast members. So I'm thinking Cutthroat 2, it should kind of be, because they have a lot of cast members. They have a lot of people who aren't, you know, who I'm not even talking about like the regulars. I'm just talking about just new, like, people who haven't been on a show or have only done like one or two or three. They have a lot of new people. And I think that to limit it, to do a limited theme would be a huge mistake. And also, you want to, you know, create new relationships. And the best way to do that is to not tie people down to, like, a partner. So, like,
right,
sitting in like, a
right
challenge,
that's why
cutthroat.
That's why we don't see some of the people that we learn to love on these shows, because it's tied down to a theme. Like, I know you guys know somebody who's supposed to know. Was he supposed to be on last season?
What
happened? Was Naya supposed to be on last season, but probably Jordan said no or something?
You know what? I think I thought she was supposed to be on Bloodline, but something happened with her and her sister.
Yeah. I mean, some of these themes don't work for some people. So, I mean, we need a theme that is, like, totally either Real World Are You the One, Ricky's Vets, or totally random. Because I want to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. I mean, we haven't seen Real World St. Thomas since, what, Rivals 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, you have to understand, like, doing something like this, like a cutthroat, could bring way to like another theme challenge that we could do. So, like, say we get new winners on a cutthroat challenge, which is very possible because it's on a big team challenge, like 10 people for the team.
Right.
Then the next season, you can do like Ruins 2, and you have
mm-hmm.
new winners to use.
Right.
Like recent winners to use. And you have more challengers that, you know, have kind of built a nice little resume. So you have, like, a good, solid thing now. And then you can go into, like, okay, do you want to do, a Real World, or sorry, the one, or like, something else, so where it's not, so it's not, like, you know, it's not like, okay, this person called out, this person doesn't want, you know, drops out, so that means that
it
you can't be on the show.
Because their rumored partner declined, they can't go on the show anyways, you know?
Right. Yeah, it sucks.
So let's just go over, like, who is most likely going to be on, who are you most likely going to see next season? Like, just throw out some names who you know, like, it's not even, like, really a speculation. It's not a guess.
Like,
you already know.
No question, Bananas. Don't you think? I think he's coming back.
Yeah.
No.
I read something that, like, that he signed a 3-challenge contract with
what?
Which I kind of believe it, actually, that he signed a 3-challenge contract. So, like, on last, so this would be his 3rd challenge coming up. So he gets he probably gets
paid
for
way more.
3 seasons. So he's already kind of locked in to this next season. I kind of believe
if Bananas
that.
Exactly. Bananas
I believe
on
it too.
Next challenge, I would say I'm not going to watch, but obviously I am going to watch. But if he's on this next challenge, I'm going to be very annoyed.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I'm
not mad at what he did on Rivals 3, but I mean, he's on every single season. It's like, we need to find out who will take the torch from him when ever he decides he wants to retire, if that ever happens.
Stop. Right.
I mean,
it could have been
Jordan, it could have been Frank, but both of them are claimed to be retired, so we need to find out who the new person is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't even have to be one person. Like, you know, back in the challenge days, back in the golden days, you can have a new challenge with so many new people, like different people who weren't on the last season, and it would still be a great show. It wasn't like one or two people ran the series back then. So I think that's what they need to really get back to.
Yeah, back in the day.
Not try to find one or two
started watching
people.
Yeah, you had Rachel Veronica. Because
if you remember,
Liz,
like, like on Inferno 2, you had Inferno 2, you had, you know, Rachel, Veronica, Tina, Abram, The Miz, CT, all these people, and then the next challenge was the Gauntlet too, and you had a whole new cast almost, except for like a few select people, and it was still a great show.
Right. Right, yeah.
Like,
that's
the regulars weren't there, and you still get, you
all
know, so
time.
I don't know why they can't get back to that, why they have to keep bringing on, like,
Bananas.
And Jenna and Sarah,
well,
and now I feel like Vince
no,
is going to be...
Done, we're going to get a whole...
Vince,
probably,
I feel like, is
going to
be, like... What'd you say?
Are we gonna get like a whole bunch of new girls next season? Because Camilla, Nani, and Sarah are definitely not gonna be on this next challenge.
It,
I won't
it
say
seems
they
like that
I
way.
Say they definitely won't.
Sarah's
I don't think. I think
maybe not Camilla. Maybe
Sarah.
Camilla may do one. Yeah, Nani and
yeah,
Sarah
I think
seem
definitely
like
gonna be on the next one. I
Camilla,
think
yeah.
people most likely returning.
Well,
I would say Bananas, Vince, and Leroy are the top three guys. I would add
right.
Devin as well. And then
oh, add Jenna too.
The girls.
Add Jenna.
Jenna. For the girls, I would say, like, yeah, Jenna for sure. Camilla for sure. Nicole. And.
Oh, yeah, Nicole.
I think that's
and
it.
Ashley, maybe.
Kind of like the three that. And Ashley. I feel like they
right.
would for sure be on the next season.
I'm
going to mind Ashley. She's new. But the other
yeah,
you
she
know,
brought
like,
a lot to the table.
Had a great interview with her our only interview this season. I interviewed her, and she was amazing. I loved her.
Awesome.
I mean, I loved her on the show, but off the show, she was awesome. So I want to see her come back again. Even more so than Jenna, but Jenna's probably going to be back as well.
Right, right.
So,
did you guys hear any cast members that got calls? Anyone that we may have not heard from in a long time?
I tried to stay away from that, but
right.
I try to stay away from that until
I know three. I think we spoke about it before. I think Whitney told me about the three.
About who?
About three, I think you said. Well, I know Bananas, he hinted that maybe possibility that Derek Kay and Brad may be back. And then someone
Brad,
said Ashley.
I don't know if Brad was
from San Diego.
I don't know if Brad was trolling, but Brad tweeted something to us hinting that he may be
could
on.
Be a joke.
He's probably joking. I mean, the man has two kids. So, I mean,
that doesn't
going away
that
from
doesn't mean that they
that
can't come. Darrell's willing to come back. Yes, like
yeah,
kids.
But I could actually see Brad coming back though if it's in October.
Yeah, me
reason.
Too.
Yeah, especially
it's
if it's supposed to be
him coming back.
If it's supposed to be the ruins too, then they're going to be bringing back you know a lot of champions. So, you never know.
Right, right, right. So. Will we be seeing any real world Seattle people in this challenge?
Hopefully. Seattle. I hope we see some of them to bring back some of that new real world
vibe. They're done filming, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. They are?
I was asking. I wasn't telling.
Oh, wait. I don't know.
I've seen a cast members tweeting and stuff. I'm not sure if they're allowed to or.
Wow, I'm not even following them. I need to follow them.
I'm not going to mention who, just not spoil it, but there's somebody who was on season 3 of Are You the One. Whitney knows exactly who it is, who's going to be on the next season of Real World.
I think I saw that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's already out
that.
There.
Yeah, it's out there.
I saw a tweet from him yesterday.
Like, way to keep the secret.
Well,
yeah, hopefully
so,
we get some Seattle members on there. That would be nice to see, you know? Along with
the
big go home.
I think,
I want a whole...
Season, a good next season theme would be like a Battle of the Seasons or a Cutthroat, and have like the Seattle cast and have you know, what are they, Skeletons cast that's not Kenny to come on. You know, are you the
did
one
you
for
just jump over? How did you jump over Go Big, Go Home?
Go Big, Go Home. Yeah, yeah, them too.
Gotta include them too. Yeah.
That season's worse than Seattle, and I haven't even seen Seattle yet. It's so forgettable.
Wow.
So bad.
Wow.
I think we won't see Tony on this next one.
Oh yeah,
I think Tony might take a challenge on because. I'm sure his.
Oh no! I think he's coming back.
Oh, he'll be back, but I don't know about this coming season because isn't Alyssa like almost having her baby?
About to deliver? Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
so, I mean,
real.
I don't
we'll
see.
So,
I can still,
coming on this next season.
Yeah.
And what, go home without being eliminated again?
I get a
call
like
from like
of a
brother or sister. Oh, he's having she's having the baby right now. I'll be on my way home right now. TJ, I gotta leave.
Right. Hopefully we see Johnny R and Avery too.
No, I'm done with Johnny Riley. The way he acted on Rivals was just so ridiculous. I liked him on Free Agents, but Rivals is just
he could have helped her out.
So let's jump into some good. I mean, we already kind of started talking about it, but some good rookies you want to see that we think should debut on this next challenge and give us some fresh drama, fresh faces, fresh competition.
You're going from Are You the One?
Seattle. Are You the One?
Oh, yes,
yeah, there's so many.
Are You One Four, for sure, yeah.
I think, yeah,
well,
I think
one
this next
Are You
season
the One
should just be that. Are You the One Four, people?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well,
I think there's a lot.
Like, they deserve their own
Amanda
challenge.
Amanda will probably be back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not their own challenge, but yeah.
No, not their own challenge. I'm saying, like, they deserve, like, their own, like, they shouldn't mixed in with the others. Like, they
Yeah. Right, yeah.
By themselves without seasons 1, 2, and 3, because we had plenty of them these past couple
true,
seasons.
True.
So.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
One who I want to see from
they
Are You the One Season 3. One who I want to see from Are You the One Season 3, and I feel like she's going to be on it, is Aunt Kiki.
See, I don't really know. I don't really know her.
She is.
I'm thinking.
I gotta go back and
watch
all the seasons. Cause I forgot. I didn't even watch.
You forgot
three.
Whitney.
I'm thinking.
Whitney
Corey.
Kiki was the star. Kiki was the star of season 3.
I didn't pay attention to that season. No, I remember Hannah. I remember liking Hannah and Connor. I remember Connor. And yeah, Hannah and Mike. Oh, and Alex.
How could you forget
Alex? I remember him too.
Kiki went into the truth for like 800 times. She was never confirmed. She was confirmed a match with all the people she went in. She confirmed no match with all the people she went in the truth to. And the last ceremony,
she spoiling
had
it,
three guys.
Andrew. Jeez.
Right.
So you want to see Kiki? Okay. So I'm really hoping that Brian and Jenny from Explosions get a shot. I mean, I feel like they've been called, but they just didn't accept it because, you know, they have a newborn. But I hope this next season they can, you know, they can try to squeeze some time
in
there.
I don't know, Whit. I'm
just do
one. I wouldn't mind
the,
them either, but I don't think it's.
Grandma,
I can't
what?
See it. I can see
I, yeah,
maybe
I can
one
see
of them.
Either.
Like one of their
but I don't
or
even
what?
Think Brian would do it. I think Jenny would do it before Brian.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, apparently they both
Brian
are interested
be,
in interested now. So we'll see if
really?
They get a call.
Brian would be wow. so out of place on a challenge.
Who?
What'd you say? I mean,
we saw how out of place Brian was in the Real World. Think of how
right.
more out of place he'd be on a challenge house. I'm sure
true.
He's
unless
up he a lot.
Yeah, that was like a couple years ago. But also
yeah.
the challenge these days aren't as they aren't as like as close as they have been in the past. So no one really feels out of place. There's always I feel like last, you know, the challenges in the past you had like clicks, a lot of clicks. You had like, you know, Johnny, Evan, Kenny, you had like, you know, Brad, Derek, and you know, you had like Mark, Evan in there. You know, you had these group of guys who would kind of be like a clique, and then you had like outsiders like a Dunbar, you know, and Kohutta. But nowadays, I feel like everyone's
really
just
he's really the first name you think of as an outsider.
Yeah.
Dummy Bear.
Yeah. No, nowadays it's just random. It's like, you know, like Nate's on the, you know, if anything, you know, happens, Brian can at least, you know, relate to probably Wes. They both been from Kansas City. Nate's a sensitive guy, you know, like there's someone for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he would feel so out of place. I think it would gel just fine. I think, yeah, and I think he's grown up a lot. Having a kid can do that to you, though.
Right, right.
Pretty much that. Too.
So we'll see, though. I want to see him. I want to see new explosion people. I'm tired of Jenna and Corey and Thomas.
Well, we've had so many.
True.
We've had, what? How many from Explosion we've had? We've had Jay and Jenna, Corey and Ashley.
But Jay's only been on one
Thomas.
Season. Haley and Hathaway only been
Haley.
On one season. Like,
I mean,
Thomas and Jenna have been on every season
cast.
Since their season. And Corey's been
yeah,
on
I don't
what?
Want
what?
I don't.
I think Corey there. Will be there next season too. Put him out there.
Yeah.
You think
I
want Corey?
From
yeah, I think we'll see Corey.
Well, didn't he go into like surgery for his leg or something?
But he, yeah, he did. But he got all clear. He's clear to like to run and all that. Everything's fine now. From what
yeah,
I saw.
To run, that's different than like doing like climbing a freaking mountain or. I don't know.
True.
What else do you
do? I think
intense.
What hurt the most from Corey is his pride from losing to Nate.
Who? Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah,
Corey's
yeah.
pride
I...
has probably hurt the most from losing to Nate.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he has to come back. He needs to change that.
So, I mean, that's pretty much all I have for... I mean, not that we really said
so,
anything, just kind of what we want to see. But we don't have anything to say. It's so early. It's so
right.
early that we don't have concrete.
Let's
like,
go through skeletons. I want to go, before we sign off, I want to go through skeletons, Go Big or Go Home, and then are you the one of season, people that we haven't seen yet that you'd want to see? So starting with skeletons,
okay.
you guys.
Cool.
Well, we're going to do Are You the One on another show, right?
We're going to talk about the finale, right?
Because that has four seasons. That has four seasons of that. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So let's do
okay.
Go
Oh, you
want to
keep
home.
It separate? Yeah,
let's do Go Big Go Home, Explosions, and what was the other one? Skeletons of
yeah.
people we want to see. All right, so Stefan, you go. Like, who's your main people? Give me
from
And be realistic, too.
Like, for skeletons,
right.
I don't see Bruno ever doing a challenge. So be realistic like that.
I know. I actually see him doing them. I was going to say from skeletons, definitely Bruno. We need to see Bruno, Jason, and I would say Sylvia.
That's the one for skeletons?
Yeah, who I want to see on if – See, do a challenge, yeah. Bruno, Jason,
okay, so Bruno,
Jason. Sylvia, Nicole.
So
okay.
I want to say Sylvia and Nicole.
Yeah.
And
I was.
I don't know if Madison would ever do it, but I loved her.
Right.
I'm glad she came on for like an after show appearance.
Right,
so
right.
That
was awesome seeing her. I wouldn't mind seeing her either, but it doesn't seem like she would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
for
then
was Jason definitely Bruno.
Wouldn't it be great on Battle if Battle X is three in a couple seasons and Tony was with either Alyssa, Madison, or what was the other chick's name?
I forgot her name.
Oh, she was a bitch.
Elizabeth. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth.
Princess.
Elizabeth.
Like
yeah, it was Elizabeth. But no, I think that doesn't happen.
Yeah, so, okay, so Andrew, who do you want from Go Big Go Home? Who do you want she?
Even though she blocked me on Twitter, I would want to see Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be a hot mess on the challenge.
She would. She'd be like a... Go ahead.
I know how much you guys love Jenna, so I'll throw in Jenna.
I don't love Jenna.
Wouldn't it be great if Jenna and Anissa were on the same? Wouldn't it be great if Jenna and Anissa were on the same challenge?
Right, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Anissa was fit.
I love Anissa
even more than CJ did.
Right, or another rival with CJ and Jenna.
And then for the guys, even though I couldn't say any of the guys other than Dean, I think Dion will be on it.
Yeah,
and,
he will.
Dylan will be on it. Who
right.
cares about Chris? Who cares about Chris and who cares about... And I don't think... Dean might do one, but I don't see him doing, like, the first one.
Yeah, he could... I could see him doing, like, one and then stopping. But from
yeah.
Go Big, Go Home, it's pretty much the same for me, too. Kayla, CJ, and then Dion and Dylan.
Do you see our lone guest from the season of Real World Go Big, Go Home ever doing a challenge, Sabrina?
Honestly,
I kind of don't either. I mean, she probably would want to do one, but the thing is, she was the most sane person on Real World, and most people on the
yeah.
house are insane. I don't know if MTV will ever want her.
Right.
Well,
it's funny because
she
kind of started off that season as insane, but then she became, like, normal. It was weird.
She became invisible in the edit, pretty much.
right, because she was like actually in the beginning, like the first two episodes, she was actually like one of the like crazy people. She was like saying all kind of stuff, doing all kind of things, but
she wasn't.
And then it all
she was just here, and then she was chasing after Dion. That's not crazy. That's just tragic.
Well,
but she's not normal
for a real world season.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Normal for a real world.
So
I don't think Sabrina's gonna make the cut. I hope.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Uh-huh. Someone said that Sabrina got the call, but Violetta didn't. So they were comparing them two. Sabrina got a call to go on this next one, but Violetta didn't. So.
Well, I think calls are over, so hopefully.
Right.
You know.
Right,
her call is coming. Charge Violetta.
Right.
So I'm gonna give my people who I want from Explosions to be on this next challenge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still holding out hope that Ariel will accept this challenge.
Yeah.
Like Edward.
Right.
I'm not gonna,
but that's very,
not,
very
not,
unrealistic.
Not gonna
and it's not gonna
right.
happen. So I'm gonna just scratch that. I'm gonna go with Brian for sure. Jay for
mm-hmm.
sure. And then I'm going to go with Jenny for the girls. And I actually wouldn't mind seeing Haley come back on for the girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Haley brought it.
And I would like to see Jenny and Ashley, see if they're still, like, good friends. And maybe they can have a little alliance or something like that. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's my.
You know who
so I'm going to go with. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You know who I want to see? There's a couple others that I want to mention that we haven't seen in a while. I want to see Zito back. I'd rather see Zito back before we see Leroy again.
Oh, Dustin, yeah. Yeah, I want to see Dustin back as well. Dustin. I want to see them both back, Leroy and Dustin.
I don't
and,
want. I want
Kahada.
I'm with Whit. I love Leroy, but I want to see a season off of Leroy.
We
I mean,
pretty much have, like, the last two seasons. He left early. Episode
Wait,
one.
He was on
break.
Right, he left, like, episode one. So
yeah, but even
really
before then, even prior
and he,
to
he
then,
was
he
with
was
a good partner, too. They would have killed it, him and Avery.
Two, he was on Free Agents. He was on Rivals, too, and it's like, okay, we did. Give me a break.
So it's like, we need a season off of Bananas.
Hey, it's Leroy, man. He brings it.
I would love to.
No,
to
he
see
doesn't
Vince
though. Even Leroy said.
Yo,
he said in an interview. Stephen, he said in an interview. What? He's like, I don't even know why they bring me back. Like, I don't cause any drama. I don't do anything really. But I keep coming back though.
You know what? He's funny.
So
he's funny
he
in his commentary.
Heat.
They need that kind of. He's
not
funny
even,
and he does bring
he
it in his
rivals.
Well, that's because
he
hasn't been
rivals
on the, been on the season long enough. Yeah, because he was there for a long time. He was only there on Bloodlines and Rivals 3 for like a second. That's not enough
Good.
To like to know him. Well, yeah.
No, but we've seen him prior to them. We've seen him for like a good amount of seasons, even before those two.
True.
For a long time.
Nah.
So like,
I still think
we know
he
can
back.
Bring, and it's nothing new.
I feel like
he's gonna
like
be up bananas,
break,
but the entire time.
Nah, I don't think he would. I don't think he would.
What are you talking about? Did you not see his tweet? You saw.
He won't
it.
Be up bananas.
He's ridiculous.
What? Are you serious?
He's ridiculous. He's ridiculous.
Him
and Vince are
Leroy,
are like
Johnny
if
Riley.
If they're on separate teams, he couldn't though. If it's actually the Ruins, he'll be on the opposite team. So it could be interesting.
No, you can still That's work easy. With the other team. You can still work with the other team. He would do anything to make sure him and Bananas is at the end, and then Bananas would trounce all over him because he knows Leroy.
True,
sucks.
True. He'll be on numbers.
And Bananas would take Leroy's money just like he did with Bananas.
Yeah,
he would. I could see that. Like, he would. But you know what?
I think we gotta start wrapping up, guys.
Real quick,
about the whole Bananas thing. Why were people so surprised that Bananas did it? I mean, come on.
Right.
People were saying he's a piece of shit, but he's been doing this. He's been doing this stuff for years. So I mean,
for years.
As soon as they said, "Oh,
yeah,
you have a chance to steal the money," I knew he was gonna do it. So it's like,
right?
Why are
people
surprised that he? Something so low to Sarah.
Yeah, I think people are just hurt for Sarah. So they're just, you know, they're mad.
And then at the reunion, this will be my last thing that I'll shut up. At the reunion, the producer's like, Sarah, calm down. That was so funny. Like,
I can't believe they're going to invite him back. But...
All right,
guys.
$137,000, and she was like, producer's like, calm down. Okay, I'm done.
It's all
okay. So let's wrap up here. That was a very random discussion about the next season of the challenge, but we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably wrong about everything. And it's all good.
It'll be Battle
so,
at Yes
yeah,
3.
So it's going to be a Battle at Yes 3.
It better not.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Follow us at Reality Radio Pod. Follow Andrew at CSU Grad at Kirk. Is that it?
You got it, dude.
And I'm at Sanders CSS.
All right, there you go. Thank you guys for listening to us. And, talk to you guys later.
All right, see you.